John Lawrence is reporting on the war in Iraq for Esquire magazine and National Public Radio. He's traveling with the 101st Airborne, a unit which sometimes relies on helicopters to take them into battle. But the weather has kept much of the fleet grounded. Lawrence spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.
John Lawrence, how's the weather over there?
Miserable. The wind is blowing heavily. The sand that's kicked up by these dry winds is causing visibility to drop to 1,000 yards or less. I went out this morning on a mission that had to turn back because the sandstorm got to be so severe that the pilots were worried that they would drive into the sand. They were literally on the deck at 20 feet. They slowed down and slowed down and slowed down until they were doing less than 10 knots. When the commander made the decision to turn the helicopters around and go back to base. So that gives you an idea of the bad weather and the effect on operations.
When you talk about the effect of operations, John, how far out in front of the basic central command are you? That is, what are your lines of communications going back, and how are those being maintained?
The port of entry for American forces is mostly Kuwait City, the port there, which is a relatively small port. So everything that hasn't already been offloaded has to be unloaded now and driven by convoy or lifted by transport up to one of the forward air bases. Now, these are scattered throughout northern Kuwait and in Iraq. But that journey is 200 miles at least. And as American infantry and armored units push forward, that is, the Marines and the Army, their lines of communication get longer and longer and more vulnerable. And a lot of ammunition is being expended that has to be replaced. The troops need to be fed. I'm reminded of General George Patton's great remark in World War II when he said, "You know, my troops can fight without food, my troops can fight in any kind of weather, but they got to have gas."
Are you near the town of Al-Najaf? Because we hear of fighting there.
There is sporadic fighting between 3rd Infantry units around Al-Najaf. We just got a report that some elements of the division have moved north towards Karbala. The Medina Division, the Republican Guard, one of the Republican Guard elite divisions, is in the same area. The battle is not fully engaged. That is, we haven't had tank battles yet, but those may be anticipated at some stage. But the ground behind has to be secured before you can get too far forward, or you run the risk, as every military person knows, of being surrounded from behind.
John Lawrence, does it seem that the bad weather that we began talking about, is that expected to lift today? Are the helicopters going to be able to get back to work?
Yes, everybody's standing around waiting to go. I mean, quite literally. And the forecast is for weather to clear this evening. But this is such a big storm and has been going on for so long. The forecast yesterday was for it to clear during the night. And it was actually clear. I could see the stars last night. So you really can't be sure.
John Lawrence is a reporter for Esquire magazine and NPR. He spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.